The first movement is called Mirage. It's a sort of a flickering, kind of elusive vision where the violin part is, well, flickering, I guess, is the word one could use. And then the idea of violin is being kind of amplified in the orchestra interludes. The solo violin kind of slows down into a recitative, kind of more lyrical section. That then explodes in very fast virtuoso music, sort of gypsy music. Then there's a short transition to the second movement, which is very short, very static. A friend of mine told me when he heard that movement, he said that it was like a out-of-body experience. The image he had was that of somebody lying on an operating table and watching the operation from the ceiling of the operating theater. I was very pleased with this kind of reaction to it. And the third movement is a dance. And I'm playing with various kinds of dance music, folk music. This is not any particular folk, it's more like synthetic folk music, i.e. I made the folk up as well as the music. There are some traces of some club disco dance music from the 70s and the 80s, and I'm using a heavy rock drum set also as one of the percussion instruments in that movement, which to my knowledge is the first time in a violin concerto, but I'm not sure about that. The last movement is called Adieu, and it's a long, slow, slowly breathing movement that goes through a couple of eruptions in expression, but mostly is very lyrical and kind of nostalgic in character, and ends with a chord that has nothing to do with the harmonic world of what went on before in the piece. I'm not sure why I wanted to write that chord. It just came to my mind one day, and I thought, I can't do this because it makes no sense. It's just It's like a neon light in the middle of a Renaissance picture or something like that. But then I thought, okay, there's some kind of intuitive reason why this seems to be the right way to end this piece. And of course, when I thought about my life, what was going on in my life at the moment was, it kind of became clear that there was a sort of symbolic meaning in this, because I was just finishing my 17-year tenure with the LA Philharmonic, and I was stepping down and starting the next chapter in my life. So it most certainly has to do with that, although I wasn't aware of that when I wrote the piece.